Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Happy spring. That's right. It is the first day of spring. Can you even believe it? I can't. It just feels like January hits, it kind of goes slow. February, it's all about love. And then boom, you're in March. You're celebrating with a leprechaun. And what is Easter soon? Yes. So crazy. Anyway, I was thinking about our markers of success today. And yes, from leprechauns to the Easter bunny to our markers of success. And I know you know too that what feels successful to one person is not the same to another person. Here's a good example. So my artwork, my photography has been up at an art gallery this past month. And my youngest son keeps asking me, did it sell? Did it sell? And for me personally, the fact that they even said it could sell was very interesting to me. I thought, well, that's really cool. But it wasn't a marker of success for me. The marker of success for me was, hey, I've never shown my photography before. I wonder if I can get it in a gallery. So the fact that it's in this exhibit is so exciting to me. And whether it sells or not is not the bread and butter of success for me. Not at this moment. Perhaps it will be. Perhaps the next exhibit, as I get more savvy with telling everyone, hey, go see my photography, then perhaps selling it will feel the marker of success for me. But right now, to be absolutely honest with you, just the fact that I'm showing it to the world, people are talking about it, they're feeling something, that to me is a marker of success. So I read this little quote the other day, and it said, what if your markers of success were how well you slept at night, how many books you read, how easily you laughed, how much time you spent storytelling, feeling warm in the arms and homes of people you adore? What if? And I was like, what? That's amazing. I love that so much. I don't know when it becomes ingrained in our minds that the markers of success need to be material things, perhaps, or make the most money. And I know a lot of us learn along the way that, oh, wait a minute, I got the things and I have the money and I'm not completely fulfilled. And that's when we go on this whole journey called life, right? Trying to find out what is it that truly fulfills me in this life? What is my marker of success? Maybe it's not all that material stuff, as we often discover. Maybe it's not all the money in the world. Now, I know having money brings a great freedom. And I love that I've always known this and heard this from the time I was little. Making a lot of money or having a lot of money or being born into a lot of money or gifted a lot of money, however you come into that money, is also a great responsibility to give back to the world. So money is often not the answer. It doesn't bring the complete fulfillment. You can have all the things and still say, I feel a little lost in this world. So I love this so much when it says, what if your markers of success were how well you slept at night? What if you thought about that this week and you really made sure you got a good night's sleep? How much better would you feel when you walk into the world? How much more love could you give of yourself if you were in a better mood because you got a better night's sleep? Or how many books you read? You know, and if you don't, I'll tell you again, I'm on a book journey this year. Now, I know a lot of you are like, oh, I read 5, 6, 7 books a month. You know what? Kudos, clapping for you, for real. Absolutely, positively amazing. Oh, hello, Marcel. Marcel just came in, if you heard him jingle. My sweet pup. But I am someone who will languish in a book for 3, 4 months, might not finish it, don't really make it a priority. And this year I said, you know, I'm going to read whatever, whenever, whatever I pick up, I've got to finish it. So that has been a great marker of success for me. I read a book in January. I ended up reading 2 in February, go me. And one of them being Coach Tammy Matheny's The Confident Athlete. If you didn't get a chance to listen to our podcast that came out last week, it's absolutely amazing. She's a mental game coach, and we talked all about confidence and creating a life that we love through that confidence. Whether you play a sport or you don't, this is for you. This is the game of life on and off the court. So make sure you check out Tammy Matheny. But I read her book, The Confident Athlete. I also read this book, gosh, I'm forgetting the name of it. Something with Nanny in it. That was a good one. I'll get it back. I'll tag it in the show notes today, both of those books for y'all. But I read two books, go me. And now I am reading a third book. It's The Seven Husbands of Somebody. Sorry, can't remember today. I'll put it in the show notes. But so far, so good. It's great. And oh my goodness, it's already almost the end of the month, so I've got to finish it. But that's a marker of success for me, how many books I've been reading or how easily you laughed. What if you went into Monday morning or any morning and said, I'm just going to laugh a bunch today. I'm going to play in this world. I'm not going to forget to play and have fun and be with people and laugh and love and, oh, that cliche saying, live, love, laugh. But I mean, come on. Is it not the truth? You know, live your life. Laugh more. Love more. Each day is a gift, my friend. And to think, well, next week I'll be happy. Why not today? See what I'm saying? Why not today? Or what if you spent your time storytelling? Gosh, I love a good story. You know we love story time here on the Rainbow. So why don't I dive into a story? Here's a day that I always remember when I was a kid, and it was just so much fun. I always remember the feeling of it. And it was just a regular day playing with my friends. It was kind of a hot and steamy summer. Although I grew up in the north in New Jersey, it was way out in the country, this tiny little town called Surgeonsville that will always have a special place in my heart. And we were right by a cornfield, and I remember just running through that cornfield, kind of getting lost. It was a hot day. Then we ran through the sprinklers because who had a pool? Like, no one. And we just had the best day. And then I came home. My dad made burgers on the grill. I always thought his burgers were just the most amazing. It was always a red Weber grill that he had, which I know now are so popular. I don't know if they were that popular then, but I just remember his red Weber grill. He would make the best burgers. And my mom would make the best French fries. And she would always laugh that I love the French fries so much that she made, because she said, well, they're just frozen. And I just fried them up. But they were so good. It was one of my favorite meals. So I went from running outside, jumping in the sprinklers, running in the cornfields, playing with my friends to this yummy dinner. And then I went out right at dusk and we played flashlight tag. And that was, you use your flashlights to play hide and seek. And then once you have one person hiding, and once that person hides, you hide with them. And the last person to find everybody hiding in one little spot, you know, behind a bush, somebody's house, something like that, you know, loses. The last one in loses. But it was just so fun. And it was just such a wonderful night. So what if my marker of success today was storytelling, was telling you that story to perhaps evoke a memory inside of you of one of the most wonderful times in your life when you were a little kid or a teenager or your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. You know, life is so amazing and there's always something new to create, to discover, to be, to create another memory. And I think something really important to remember is that the memories don't have to be perfect. Sometimes you ever have a friend who they plan and plan and they want something to go so right that they almost don't enjoy the moment. In fact, before the moment even comes, they say, I just can't wait to get this over with. And you think, but say it's a party. You're like, but you've been waiting for this party and planning for this party. Why is it that you just can't wait to get it over with now? It's as if what's most important has been forgotten, which is that your first why you wanted to have a party, why you wanted to get your friends together, because you love to live and love and laugh, as we say. So things don't have to be perfect in life to be successful, to be fun. And as this says, what if a marker of success is just hugging the person that you love today and making sure that they feel seen. I'll tell you, my friend, if you're really wrapped up in your own head right now and you're feeling unhappy or unfulfilled in your life, instead of waiting for that day to come where you're like, okay, I feel a little lighter, stop thinking about you for a minute. Yes, it's the only way that's going to pull you up into a happier state of being is to stop thinking over and over again in a maddening cycle of up and down and emotion in your mind, waiting for things to get better. Instead, go out there and do something for someone else today, tomorrow, the next day. Volunteer your time somewhere. Give of your love and your laugh to someone anywhere. It could be the cashier at the grocery store. Hey, I like your sweater. You look really nice today. Or you're at a coffee shop. Oh my gosh, I always come here because you have the best croissants. Do you make them? Oh, they're so great. Anything like that, when you start looking outside of yourself, that is a marker of success because you stop that rhetoric in your mind, sometimes that negative self-talk. You put a pin in it. Get back to it later. You could be mean to yourself later. But you know what I mean. You're with yourself all day long. You talk to yourself more than anyone else. I've said it once and I'll say it again. If I had a stenographer just typing out everything that was going on my mind during the day, I would think everyone would probably think I was cuckoo. Do you feel the same way? Because you say all kinds of things to yourself all day long. So make sure that you are saying the nice things to yourself. And if you're just so far in your way right now and you're just looking for that light, of course, you can always find it here on the rainbow. And we are all always pulling for you and always pulling you up and always telling you to open up your heart so you can see the rainbows because they are for you too. They're not just for everybody else, but you got to believe that they're for you. And also give of your time, your talent. It doesn't have to be, oh, I wish I could donate this amount of money, but I don't have it. A dollar goes a long way. You have 100 people, everybody donates a dollar. What do we have? Simple math, my friends, $100. And $100 goes a long way to so many beautiful people. And actually, while we're saying that, if you ever want to go onto the link tree in the show notes here on the podcast or on my Instagram at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, I have a wonderful sweatshirt that says love is the answer. And all proceeds, 100%, always go to my favorite charity, Meals by Grace, Feeding the Hungry. And I love it so much. So check that out. But yes, when you're in your way, when you're caught in your thoughts, when you're just not sure which way to go, the only way is up, my friends, and out of your head and into your heart, and to go do something for someone else. And I promise you, it always comes back. So instead of running around looking for it, and being like, when am I ever going to be happy? When am I ever going to figure this out? Go out and be, live. You'll figure it out as you go. Shall we repeat? You'll figure it out as you go. You know as you go. That's our Sesame Street moment. But it's the truth. You know when you go. So if you're trying to figure out something right now, and you're beating yourself up in your head about it, get out there and just start moving. Just start going. You'll figure it out along the way, my friend. And also, as you give and give and give to this big, beautiful world and the other humans all around you, the other beautiful souls, it always reflects back to you. That light you give out, think of it like this. The light you give out is given out to mirrors. Souls, the souls of everyone else is a mirror. And so what happens with that light that you're giving to this beautiful soul? It's reflecting back to you, my friend. That's how it works. So instead of hitting your head on the wall, bumping into a desk, saying, well, when am I going to have my turn to do the things that I want, to the markers of success that I believe I deserve? Well, you deserve the whole world, but you got to go out and do and go. You know, you can believe and believe and believe, and you can love yourself, but then you got to go. You got to march on forward with the word of our month, which is confidence. And I know that sometimes it feels like, oh, but I'm nervous. What will people think? You know what we say here on the Rainbow? Who cares what people think? Every people, person out there in the world, they will fail and trip, just like you will. It's okay. There are no fails. There's just redirection in the right direction. So if you are caught up in that rhetoric of like, but what will people think? What if I fail? It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Do you know how many entrepreneurs fail at things before that one thing hits? And then we just hear about the thing that hit. But if you ask them, they'll be like, oh yeah, I had a t-shirt business and a sneaker business and all of these things and nothing worked until I decided to get into roller coasters and that really took off. But you know what I mean? I know you know what I mean. You got to try all the things, taste all the things, feel all the things in life and decide what's your marker of success. It can be ever-changing. Maybe this week is about getting a good night's sleep, or it is about spending more time with your family or friends, or it is about asking for that raise. That's okay. Money is freedom and it is purposeful and it can be used for so much good. So don't be afraid of it, but don't think it's the answer. It's not the only answer. There's so many other beautiful answers out there. Like, how easily did you laugh this week, my friend? Have you been laughing along with me? Laugh, 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 and laugh some more. It's the greatest mood buster and mood booster that you can ask for yourself. So when you believe in the power of you, then you stop waiting. You stop waiting to be saved. You stop waiting for someone to have the answers. You stop waiting for someone to tell you the answers. You stop waiting. What are you waiting for? Do you think a train's going to come by, pick you up and say, this is the way, my friend. This is the way. I mean, that'd be amazing, but it's not how it works. It's never how it worked. If there was a train, I would tell you. If there was a rainbow train, you know I would let you know. I would be on that train. I'd be the conductor of the freaking train. And we would go on together. But what we can do together, if we really did want to have a rainbow train, is we can live and we can love and we can laugh all together. I didn't think I'd keep saying that cliche statement today, but it's true. You got to live your life full of love, full of laughter. Be the train. You are a force of energy and nature. You can be the train. Your energy can move mountains, including the mountains that are in front of you right now that you feel are obstacles. You can move them and you can create that life you love with the markers of success that are important to you. Like I'll tell you today, my markers of success change all the time. Sometimes I have lofty ones, like let's say the podcast, right? Every year, this is our third year here on the podcast, every year I want it to grow, right? I won't bore you with all the details of every goal I have with it, but I want it to grow. I want to reach more people. That's the big goal, right? But the secondary goal might be on a Monday, I want to eat a little better because maybe I've just been eating all kinds of crazy over the weekend and chips were my main food group. So my marker of success today is maybe eat a few more vegetables. And maybe my marker for success at the end of the week is to look back and say, did I read the book I promised myself I would read this March all this week? That's my marker of success. What is your marker of success? Is it how well you parent? Is it always trying to be your best for your kids? And guess what? In that, my friend, if you're beating yourself up about that right now and you're like, well, I haven't always been the best parent, you know what? I have always joked with my oldest son that there is no manual. There's never been a manual for parenting. And often you grow up with that first child, right? Because you're learning. This is your first time. It's your first child, your first time, your first parent. So if your marker of success is to just do your best as a parent, again, clapping. Good for you. Absolutely wonderful. I love that. Just try your best. Love them with all your heart. The best thing you can do when you're self-doubting as a parent is to say, well, have I loved them today? If you love them with all your heart, through all the things, and you try to be as patient as you possibly can, breathe through it. Don't rise to the emotions of the storm sometimes, you know. Kids at different ages give you all kinds of things. Be the light for them. Be the love. Be the laughter, right? And live alongside them. And, oh, my friends, last but not least, one of the most important things that you can do in your markers for success and finding them, which this is not difficult now that we've explained it, right? Your marker of success can be many things. You can have one that's very lofty that you believe might take a year to capture. And then you might have a smaller goal within the next 3 months. And then you might have an even smaller goal that just is for today and this week. In those goals, you have to say goodbye to your ego, or as we love to say, the death of the ego. Now, some people think ego means, you know, oh, I'm so macho. I'm so, you know, confident. I know what I'm doing. Okay, you can be all those things. You can even say those things in your head, but that isn't the only thing that an ego does. I think often an ego is seen as so full of oneself in a very negative way. Yes, ego can be that. Your ego also just lives inside of you and sometimes says, no, don't do that. What will everyone think? And we've already said, who cares what other people think? So make sure while you are deciding, what are your markers of success? Is it reading a book this week? Is it meeting up with a friend you haven't seen in a while? Is it finishing that project? Is it asking for that raise? Is it being a better friend? Is it having more patience? Whatever your markers of success are, don't let your ego get in the way. Don't let your ego get in the way. Don't let it think that it rules your stop and your go. The only thing that rules your stop and your go is your heart and your soul. When you get those goosebumps, when you get excited, follow that. Follow that rainbow train, because in that rainbow train is all the magic that you need to succeed in life. And success, like I said, the markers of success are so wildly different for everyone. Really think about what's important to you, and you'll understand and you'll know your markers of success. Not what you were told when you were little, not what you subconsciously feel you may have been pressured into thinking. You, my friend, what are your markers of success? And often, to find that out, we have to ask ourselves, what makes me happy? Is it time with my family? Is it quiet time with a book? Is it a sunrise? Is it a sunset? Perhaps your marker of success this week is to get up early enough to see a new day arrive. You have 7 days to do it. Perhaps that is your marker of success this week, to see the sunrise or maybe the sunset. Some of you might be like, I'm not getting up early, but thanks so much for the suggestion. Sunset is great too, but taking time to see the rainbows. What a beautiful, beautiful marker of success this week. So my friends, as you go forth into this day, what are we going to ask ourselves? Number one, what makes me happy? And number two, is that the marker of success for me? And number three, yes, yes it is. And I'm going to talk to myself kindly and say, my markers of success do not have to be material things or money or being liked by every single person that I meet. Perhaps the marker of success is just being me. All right, my friends, say it with me. The rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Friends, next week on The Rainbow, Anna Priz is back. That's right, mental health advocate and self-love bestie, Anna Priz is coming back to The Rainbow. She has a new book called Keep It Up, Cutie, and we're going to talk all about it and all of the most amazing things that she's been up to since last time we spoke. From her self-deprecating sense of humor and memorable delivery of her feel-good truth messages, her honest talks on taking care of oneself through grace and kindness, and loving yourself fiercely no matter what have brought her to comedy stages across the country. Make sure you join us for this love-filled, laugh-filled fest, March 26th. See you next week. Anna Priz. Keep it up, cutie. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love. Because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.